tokenized RWA market hits, 51B as Figure's private credit leads at 18B. The tokenized real-world asset market has reached $51 billion in total value, with Figure's $18 billion in tokenized private credit assets accounting for more than a third of the entire category, according to a Bernstein research note flagged by CoinMarketCap on May 27, 2026. The headline number reframes the RWA story. Private credit, not tokenized treasuries, is doing most of the heavy lifting. For context, Bitcoin trades at $75,562, down 1.6% in the past 24 hours, and Ether at $2,074, down 1.1% as of May 27, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 36, fear. The RWA category is one of the few sectors growing through the current macro chop. Figure dwarfs the tokenized treasury crowd. Figure Technologies, the lending platform founded by former SoFi CEO Mike Cagney, runs $18 billion in tokenized private credit on its Provenance blockchain. That single book of business is larger than the combined assets in every major tokenized treasury fund, including BlackRock's BU Idol, Franklin Templeton's Benji, Ondo's OUSG, and Superstate's USTB. Bernstein's framing is that public crypto attention has fixated on tokenized U.S. treasuries because the issuers are recognizable names. The actual asset volume sits in a less visible corner, home equity lines of credit, mortgages, and private credit deals that Figure originates, securitizes, and records on-chain. Investors get exposure through Figure's own funds and through institutional buyers of its loan tokens. The $18 billion figure also reframes the competitive landscape. BlackRock's BU Idol is generally cited as the largest single tokenized fund and crossed $2 billion earlier this year. Figure's stack is nearly 9x larger and has been growing for years without much retail crypto attention. 51B spread across treasuries, credit, and commodities. The $51 billion total is broader than just treasuries and private credit. It includes tokenized commodities, mainly gold products from Paxos and Tether, tokenized equities, X stocks on Solana, plus internal pilots from major banks, tokenized money market funds, and a small but growing pool of tokenized real estate. Within that mix, the rough breakdown that Bernstein and on-chain analytics firms have cited in recent reports, private credit, Figure dominated. 18B tokenized U.S. treasuries, roughly 9 to 10B across Boodle, Benji, OUSG, USTB, and smaller funds. Tokenized gold, roughly 1.5 to 2B tokenized equities and money market funds. A few billion combined everything else, real estate, carbon, alternatives. The long tail, the composition matters because the regulatory and structural questions differ by asset class. A tokenized T-bill fund operates inside existing 1940 Act fund rules. A tokenized private credit book sits in a private placement regime. A tokenized stock is a security in most jurisdictions and pulls in market structure rules. The 51B headline obscures how different those legal stacks are, implications for crypto users, and on-chain rails. A few takeaways for anyone tracking how RWA growth feeds back into the rest of crypto. Stablecoin rails benefit even when the tokenized asset is a loan, because settlement, subscription, and redemption typically run through USDC or USDT. Stablecoins now collateralize a larger and larger share of on-chain finance. DeFi protocols accepting RWA collateral, including Aave V4's tokenized credit work and the trustless BTC and treasury work proposed in recent governance posts, gain a real asset base to lend against. The collateral universe is no longer just ETH, BTC, and stablecoins. For self-custody spending, a larger RWA base means more on-chain yield options that can be parked on layer 2s and tapped via cards drawing from EVM wallets, without leaving custody. The dominance of private credit also signals where the next round of regulation will land. Tokenized treasuries are well mapped. Private credit at this scale is the next frontier for the SEC and FINRA to address. The 51B headline will likely climb. Figure has signaled it intends to keep originating. BlackRock and Franklin Templeton have both filed for expanded tokenized fund lineups, and Ondo is rolling out new short-duration treasury products. Whether the rest of crypto's audience starts treating RWA as a serious category rather than a slow-moving sideshow is the open question.